The open enrollment period for signing up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act is now open until December the 15th. So we talked to Jeremy Smith of West Virginia Navigator to learn more about the program and how it works.
My name's Jeremy Smith. I'm the program director for West Virginia Navigator. We're a free grant-funded program to help people sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act's marketplace.
Where do we stand with the Affordable Care Act right now?
The Affordable Care Act launched for folks in fall of 2013. So this will be the sixth open enrollment for people to be able to sign up for health insurance under the marketplace. Not a lot has changed, really. A lot of folks, if they're listening to the folks in Washington, they may think that it's been canceled out and it's not available anymore, but it's still definitely an option for people to be able to get health insurance. And this is the time of year that they need to pay attention. November 1st up to December 15th is the annual open enrollment period. So if you need health insurance, you need to make sure that you do it before the deadline, or you may not be able to get coverage again until 2020.
How would people go about doing that?
The marketplace is available for anybody that can't get health insurance through your job or Medicare or Medicaid. There's private health insurance plans that's available to look at on healthcare.gov. And, of course, our program, West Virginia Navigator, was created so that we could help people through that process. We know it can be confusing to look at health insurance plans, and using a computer to sign up can be confusing as well. So what our folks do is we study the plans each year, and then we've became experts at navigating the healthcare.gov system. So what we do is take appointments for people either over the phone or in person, and we're able to walk them through the entire process and help them get signed up before that important deadline.
How would it go about contacting you?
Anybody that needs an appointment, we really encourage them to give us a call toll-free at 844-WV-CARES, or you can call us locally 304-356-5834, and we're more than happy to answer any question you may have or help you through the entire enrollment process.
So they have until December 15th. I understand people have been getting phone calls about health insurance. Can you explain what's going on there?
Yeah, so folks shopping online for health insurance need to pay special attention to what websites they're going to. Healthcare.gov is the official website to shop for the health insurance plans. But what we've been hearing for folks is there's 10 or 15 different websites out there that if you go to, you'll be contacted by health insurance telemarketers. And a lot of the plans that they may be offering aren't full health insurance plans. They're what's called catastrophic health insurance plans, and they don't cover a lot of the services that the plans on the marketplace may cover. So you just need to pay special attention to what you're signing up for. If they're asking you about pre-existing conditions, or they're saying it doesn't cover a lot of services that insurance usually does, you need to be leery and do your homework before you sign up. So we really encourage folks, if you have questions, please reach out to us. This is a free grant-funded program. We don't work for an insurance company. We don't get commission. We're here to just to help the people of West Virginia.
How about costs this year compared to last year or the year before?
That's the number one question we get, is what an insurance plan costs on the marketplace. And it's a hard question to answer because it's different for everybody. Most of the insurance plans on healthcare.gov end up being income-based. The reason being is about 8 in 10 West Virginians can qualify for a monthly subsidy that will help you pay for your health insurance plan. But the subsidy that you get each month is based on your family size and your income. So what your neighbor may pay may not be the same as what you pay. So it's really important to, you know, kind of anticipate your income, and then we can get you a price estimate of what the insurance plan will cost you and your family. Of course, more information is available on our website at wvnavigator.com.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.